Congrats. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Kanyutio Independent School District. It's November the 15th, 2012, and it's 6:35. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cousins?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here. Let's see who we've got up. Ms. Lucero, could you please lead us tonight in the pledge to the flag? If everybody would stand.
Come on up here, Mike.
Gents, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you very much. Ms. Cosseris, how about would you be so kind as to read our mission statement for us, please, one last time?
Yes, I'd love to. Kanyutio ISD will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
Thank you very much. Tony?
Item 2A is consider order canvassing election results of November 6, 2012 election for Board of Trustees. Mr. Blanco.
Thank you. President Searles, board members, and Dr. Munsley, and honors in attendance. It's a pleasure to announce that the election of November 6, 2012 is complete. We received the official canvass results from Mr. Chacon's office earlier today, and Ms. Blaze has the official copy, and we'll keep a copy. The results are as follows, and this will be included within an order to be signed by the board tonight. It is officially found and determined that the following votes were cast for the candidates for the positions for the Board of Trustees by qualified voters for the school district as follows. Nicholas Malcani, 1,068 votes. Gilbert Garcia, 1,526 votes. Leticia Gonzalez, 2,632
wow.
votes. Alfonso Alflores, 1,427 votes. Armando Rodriguez, 2,039 votes. Rachel Mendoza Quintana, 2,371 votes. And Adrian Medina, 1,899 votes. Based on the election results and the canvass, as a result of the election and in conformity with the law, the Board of Trustees hereby declares that the following persons receive the highest number of votes for the four at-large positions and are elected as members of this Board of Trustees. Leticia Leti Gonzalez, congratulations. The highest vote. Okay. Armando Rodriguez. Rachel Mendoza Quintana. And the new member of the board, Mr. Adrian. At this time, President Searles and the other members of the board will come down to the front. We have four certificates actually that need to be signed by Ms. Searles and then presented to each of the elected officials. And then each of the elected officials must sign the statement of elected officer, and then we'll administer the oath.
Come on down.
Patsy.
all you students out there, you're seeing democracy in action right here. The peaceful transfer of power.
Okay, now if you'll come forward and sign the statement, the officer. Y'all are accepting the oath from one individual, correct?
Okay. Please raise your right hand. I state your name.
I.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
That I will faithfully.
Execute the duties of the office of.
Trustee
of the Kanateo ISD Board of Trustees.
State of Texas.
And will to the best
of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution.
And laws of the United States.
And of this state.
So help me God. Y'all can sign. I'm sure you guys can hear something.
Okay, that concludes the swearing in. At this time, Mr. Medina, you're welcome to join the board in this process, this position.
Judge, thank you very much for coming and for administering the oath. We very much appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's test this in a piece of the panel.
Thank you.
The first official board packet. So.
Yes, we need a motion to approve the new Board of Trustees.
Okay, I move to approve the new Board of Trustees as just seated and who just took the oath.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you very much. Motion made and seconded to approve our new Board of Trustees. Tony?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Blanco. Tony?
Item C, District Recognition of Outgoing Trustee, Monica Casares.
Ms. Casares, what can we all say to you? But it's been wonderful. You've been a fabulous member of the board. You've been a great friend to everybody, a constant source of entertainment, wisdom, and you've always been here. And we know how much you love kids. You've got four of your own that you're raising, and yet you've taken the challenge to take care of the whole district's kids for 4 years. I'm about to cry saying goodbye to you. We're all going to miss everything that you've brought to the board. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're going to miss the big paycheck. to everybody in the audience, that's only a joke. We don't get a nickel, not a dime. Sometimes a little bottle of water. Thank you so much. We will miss you so very much, and we hope you won't be a stranger.
President Searles, we have a plaque for Scott Feathers. Would you like to come down?
I would love to.
I know your family's going to be happy.
That was the first talk, and then
I just want to say thank you all very much for this experience. It was truly an experience for me, and it helped me to grow as a person and see things from your side, because I once sat on this side and it's different. It's different when you're on that side. And I really, truly believe in the work we do here. And I mean, sometimes it's a thankless job, but it's been one of the best experiences I've had. And I know that I leave with the district's in good hands. I think you guys are awesome board members, all of you, each and every one of you. And I'm really excited for Mr. Medina to come on board, and I think he's going to do great things. So best of luck to you, and I love you guys all, and good luck. And I'll be around.
Would anybody like to say some other words to Ms. Gelseris? We all want to cry.
You can't. Well, you know, the good, the bad. We've came in together. We experienced a lot. Watching you grow as an individual, personally, professionally, it gives me great pride that we share that camaraderie. And had to make some tough decisions and always knowing that, you know, kids came first. It was always in the best interest of kids. You will be missed. Hope you could come back maybe in 2 years. But, you know, we did share a lot, and we thank you for your service to this board.
Thank you, Monica. And farewell.
Madam Chair. Yeah. Monica, thank you again for your service. You brought a lot of insight from your experience to this board. A lot of great input, a lot of great ideas. We really appreciate your work that you did alongside us. And we are going to miss you, but I know you're still here in Fenton, and we will still see you. And our SAM has broken up. But we're still there. Congratulations again on your service, and thank you for again.
Next agenda item.
Monica, I'd just like to say thank you from the superintendent's chair for all that you've done. For the 3 years I've been here, I've always been able to rely on you on getting a unique perspective as not only a board member, but also a parent and a long time, a graduate and a long time community member. And it's been a pleasure serving with you from day one. It's been fun. And also, you really, and I wrote this in the notes, you need to hold your head high. You served well on this board. You did great things and served our community well. From administration and from the teachers, I think I can speak and say thank you. Thank you for your service to our district.
Tony?
Item to the organization of the board, nomination, selection of officers, and the first item is president, Ms. Stearns.
Do we have a nomination for president?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to thank you for your service as chairman of this board for this last year. With that in mind, I would like to nominate Mr. Armando Rodriguez as president of the board.
And do I have a second?
And I'll second.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded to nominate Mondo Rodriguez as the president of the board. Tony?
Are you ceasing nominations?
Oh, well, any other? I just figured we were. Any others?
Mr. Cardano?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. known Mr. Rodriguez, I think, all of his life. And it is a great, great honor, and just how wonderful. I mean, I remember you in the third grade to see him.
Those cupcakes were good. We haven't had them in a while.
Maybe I'll have some time now. I'll make cupcakes again. Congratulations. And
do I hand him the gavel, or will I finish the meeting?
You continue with the agenda item.
Okay.
Okay. The full agenda item?
The full agenda item?
Okay.
Okay, Tony, our next position, please, will be Vice President of the Board.
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Leticia Gonzalez as Vice President of this Board.
I'll second that. Motion made and seconded. Are there any other nominations? With none, Tony?
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And that would take us to the final officer, to secretary. Do I have a nomination?
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I nominate Patsy.
Oh, I'll second that.
She does Patsy because she's one of those one-word persons.
Yeah,
chair.
Kind of.
She was a board secretary for how many years?
100.
20-something, and she continues to that.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Just keeps going. Are there any other nominations?
Sorry.
Hearing none. Tony?
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to hand you the gavel. Here you go. Now, don't be hitting anybody or misbehaving with it. There you go.
Thank you. Let me just say a quick comment. Should last a couple minutes. No, just joking. I'm extremely humble, and I'm glad that my colleagues had the confidence in me to lead this district at this current time. I'm excited about the future possibilities of our district continuing to grow and succeed, and making sure that we make the best decisions, what's in the best interest of our kids and our community. And I'm extremely grateful and humble, and I hope I will make you all proud. With that being said, Tony, can you please take us to the next agenda item?
And item 3 is Board Honors. Mr. Gavez.
Board President Rodriguez, board members, Dr. Murphy, please join me on the steps to get our board honors.
And just real quick, after board honors, I would like to take a 5-minute break, if that's okay, so that way I'm sure some of our guests wouldn't want to stay till the end of the meeting. Thank you.
Davenport Elementary School is again a point of pride for the NLU Independent School District. And this time, it is our friends of the Keep Benton Beautiful that have helped us bring more of the attention to our wonderful students. The gifted and talented students at Davenport produced a video showcasing the work that mother-daughter-father-son program did to clean up the beautiful desert that surrounds the Westlake community. The video was entered into the Benton Beautiful to the EchoWise Summit competition, where it won first place. Let's check out the video real quick, and it's just a short 1 minute video.
Come on in.
Ready? Look this way, everybody. Smile. Take a couple more. Hold it. Smile. One last.
Congratulations to Ms. Probat and everyone at Davenport. Thank you so much to the Infowars. One more. Super Lawyer. Sounds like a new Marvel Comics character, but no. We're not talking about a cape crusader or a deficiency. Instead, we're talking about the best of the best when it comes to the legal community in Texas. Super Lawyer is a rating system of outstanding professionals in the legal community who have attained a high degree of peer recognition and professional achievement. The rating is attained through multifaceted independent research nominations and peer evaluations. This year, CISD Counsel Steve Blanco has achieved the rating of Super Lawyer in the areas of employment, labor, and civil litigation. His designation was published in Texas Monthly Magazine, where he was rated among the best lawyers in Texas. Blanco is no stranger to this honor. He has been Super Lawyer since 2009, and from 2007 to 2009, he was considered a rising star among Texas lawyers. Mr. Blanco is down here now already, being recognized for his achievement. Congratulations.
I only got him to do that by offering to discount our bill.
In the last 5 minutes, you can't charge.
Ready? Everybody smile. Okay, ready? All righty.
Are we
going to
brought you up
in
the picture?
Mr. Rodriguez, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, this concludes board honors for this one.
So at this time, I would ask my colleagues if it's okay to take a 5 to 10 minute break and take some pictures with the family, whoever would like to.
I'm in agreement.
Are we in agreement? Okay. Then we'll take a quick adjournment real quick. Not adjournment, but a break. And then you pass it. Ready, Tony? Okay, and now we'll convene us back to the regular agenda. And if Tony could take us to the next agenda item, I would appreciate it.
Item 4 is open forum. We have 2 individuals signed up to speak. Oscar Venegas.
Thank you. evening, members of the board. Yes, Board President Rodriguez. I wanted to apologize for missing yesterday's meeting to you. I'm a proud grandfather. My daughter's a single mother, so I had to fill in. But I also wanted to share a story that relates to items 7A and 7B. And really the story is about that sometimes you can pass a test, but you can fail the application. And what I'm addressing specifically is that, and Dr. Murphy asked me how I knew this stuff, and I just told him I was an old man. But I had an air handling unit at another school. We kept passing the test, and everybody kept saying, well, it's passing the test. It's making too much noise. When the commissioner reported, it said, unit making too much noise. So what it drilled down to was that a mechanical engineer by code designs the fan 30% greater than is required. Okay? So with that 30% data, that criteria, then the manufacturer of the unit upgrades his unit by 30% to pass the test. So what do we have? We have a bigger box, a larger fan, a larger motor, a larger roof penetration, larger beams to support the unit. So what we have, and this is common throughout everything in my industry, structural is designed 105% more than what you need. I mean, 150% more than what you need. So by bringing on the commissioning agent and bringing on Johnson Controls, I ask the question, are we going to get an efficient unit that's not over-designed? So the interesting thing about this is that we have a parallel system here. We're all on the same platform. You have the architect at the same elevation as you have your contractor at the same elevation, as you have your commissioning at the same level, and you have the Johnson Control people now. Because each one of these people have a direct contract with you. Not with me, not with each other, but with you. So with your help, I think this is a good challenge, and I'm excited about bringing the most efficient systems to you. But let's not waste all of this expertise by doing the same old stuff of over-designing something, passing the test, but not getting the results it's necessary to meet the original criteria. And that's all I have for you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Venegas. Anyone else? No? And that will take us to the next agenda item.
Chair, President Rodriguez, welcome, and board members. There is a blue memo from me on your dais regarding items 5G, H and I, 5K, 7B, and 7D. And as we go through the agenda tonight, I just direct your attention to the memo, and it might guide you and help you in making your decisions. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So we're on item 5.
Item 5 is the consent agenda, and administration recommends approval as presented.
Okay. Is there any items that any of my colleagues would like to pull at this time?
Through the chair.
Actually.
President, the resolutions that you have in the folder, the resolutions are in the manila folder. They currently are signed by whoever the presidency was when they initially were created. And as you consider approval, if they are approved, we will then rewrite them and get them signed by the correct presidency. Also, the Facilities and Finance Committee recommended change on the ethnic American MASBA resolution from Chinese American to all Americans of ethnic descent, and we did make that change. However, we will have to change the signatures. So I want to let you be aware of that.
Okay. Is there any items on consent agenda that would like to be taken up?
Chair.
Yes.
I would like to pull F1.
Okay. Any other items? No? Then can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda excluding F1?
I so move, Mr. Chair.
No, second, sir.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Tony, can you please pull the board?
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Can I still pull another one?
Can I still pull another one? I'm sorry.
We would have to, I guess.
Can I?
As long as the person who made the motion is comfortable suspending the vote, that's fine.
I am.
You're? Okay.
F2?
Okay.
Mr. Medina?
We need to go back and restate the motion.
Yeah.
It's going to be the consent agenda, with the exception of F1 and F2 now, as long as Mr. Coronado accepts that.
I so move that we, the board accept the consent agenda with the exception of items F1 and F2.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay. So that will take us to pulling the board now.
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Okay, F1, Ms. Quintana.
Right now, I'm not comfortable with this position at this time.
Oh,
I
we're
going to feel that.
Ron, you get Martha and.
Maybe
get
later on. I think we need to see what.
Would you like to see after the after
the
we hire the executive director?
Yes, okay. Because. Right now, I want to see how they're going to reorganize everything and to see if the position is really needed.
Okay.
And how they're going to utilize that position.
Any other discussion? Does anybody want to table this item for a couple months, or do we not act on the motion at this point?
It will be discussed in closed session. It is on the agenda to discuss it closed.
So can I get a motion just to table it, at
yes,
least?
I make a motion to table F1.
For how long, a month? Or?
If you table it, you're going to have to bring it back on a future agenda. You might want to wait until the vote. You might want to wait to vote on this item until after the closed session. It's going to be discussed as part of the administrative actions. I don't know if it is. Is that it? You can, Ms. Quintana, you could ask that it be moved and considered in the personnel item at the end of the agenda.
Okay.
If you want to discuss it further.
Then I'm going to ask that if it could be postponed until after
mm-hmm.
the closed session.
Okay.
Discussion.
Would that be with item F2 as well?
No.
Okay. Then let's. I have a motion on the floor to.
Are you going to discuss this?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay.
Then
let's discuss it then so he can also.
Can you add to your motion F2 as well?
Yes. Then I'll add to my motion F1 and F2 together.
Okay.
And we'll decide after the discussion. We'll
okay.
Bring it back.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Can we pull the board?
Please. Mr. Cornell?
I'm okay.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Okay, now it'll take us to next item.
Item 6 is executive session. And the time is 7:28 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code, sections 551-072-074-071 for a discussion with internal auditor regarding assignment of current district audit projects, discussion and receive advice from legal counsel regarding pending internal audit projects and projects to be assigned, Hear a recommendation for bond project manager, discussion surrounding reorganization of leadership of district, and discussion regarding real estate matters.
And board, if you take this document in close, you'll need it for the discussion that we just were discussing.
Respond. Okay, with that being said, we'll be going into executive session.